Good morning. It's 9th of April. Our New Testament reading today is Philippians 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you part of an exhortation by Brother Harry Tennant, which you will find in the book Comfort of the Scriptures. The heading to this section is Grace Exceeds Law. I read. Paul gets to the root of the matter time and time again in all of his epistles. The difference between law and grace is the difference between flesh and spirit. As we read in Philippians 3 verse 3, we are the circumcision which worship God by the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. By the Spirit, as other versions make plain, does not mean that we have or need to have the Holy Spirit in order to worship. Rather, it means that our worship derives from the Spirit and not from the flesh. It is given to us by the Spirit of God in his word and is not conceived in the mind of man. Paul had every reason for confidence in the flesh. He was amongst the choicest of the people of God, see verses 5 and 6. He had what many Jews envied, a pedigree and background which were impeccable. Paul could, and did in the past, preen himself on this account and in his precise observance of law. So convinced was he of his rightness that he had been a persecutor of the Ecclesia of God. And he had been wrong. His spiritual reasoning had been distorted by his prejudices. Christ could not be Messiah, otherwise the whole of his own edifice would topple. The living and risen Christ, who met him on the Damascus road, put an end to that. For 3 days, Saul of Tarsus lay amongst the ruin of his earlier thinking, locked in prayer to God, and convinced only that Jesus of Nazareth was God's anointed and his son. Nothing else mattered any more. Being a Hebrew, a Jew, an Israelite as the basis of salvation was upended. The basis was Christ. Other foundation can no man lay. The rest was a write-off. The word count, however, is not a monetary or calculating term. It means a ruling principle, the governing thought by which everything else was ruled out. If Christ is the only foundation, then everything else is false. Notice the terms gain to me and loss for Christ. The whole perspective has changed. Me has gone and Christ is there. This was true repentance and true conversion. Everything else was consigned to the rubbish heap so that he might win Christ and the righteousness of God. Is that what has happened to us? Is our thinking as clear as his? Examine yourself before the table of the Lord every Sunday, Christ's own table, and ask whether you have got your thinking right. Ask whether in daily life, gains to me is the overriding guideline. It is easy in one's outlook to make me prominent. Gains to me. The one who must win an argument is me. The one who must be the go-getter at all costs is me. I must emphasize my own importance and standing. I must hedge myself about with gains to feel secure. Ask whether at baptism you had the right understanding in this respect. It is unlikely because it comes by deeper thought. Not all of us have had the shock treatment of the Damascus Road, at least not at that point in our lives. Perhaps it comes later on. If the impact has not hit you until now, let the effect remain. Start the process. Ask if you are doing this for gains for me and not because you wish to win or gain Christ. Thank you for listening.